We are on Simon Pehei, Sif Beis. This is next to the last line, and it says as follows. V'im nizdamin loy sham. A person finds himself in a Beis HaKisei, a Beis HaMelchet, a Mokim Dittes Tinov. So v'im nizdamin loy sham lahafrish midavor ha'oso. That means he is in a Beis HaKisei where there Min HaTayre, it's also to say a Dovah Shebekdusha. And in this Beis HaKisei, or the Beis HaMelchet, there is a situation that he sees someone, or see it could be Negei himself also, that is about to do a Nisa, but let's first speak about someone else. He sees someone is about to do a Nisa, and he's unaware of it, so he'll tell him that he shouldn't do it. You're not allowed to do it. So, Lahafrish Meisura is Mutter, Lahafilu Beloshen HaKodesh, even though he says it in Loshen HaKodesh, Ubinyane Kodesh, but since the purpose of this what he's speaking about is to rescue someone from being over an Issa, this is permissible. Now, we'll come back to Sifkotten Yud Gimel in a minute, but let's learn Sifkotten Yud Dalet. Ubin Yonei Kodesh. Dahainu Loima Loi, Afilu Beloshen Hayrob, is permitted to tell him Sha'osa Lasis came. That means he can tell someone something in two ways. He can tell him, don't do it. So this is really not Divrei Torah. I'm just telling him that he shouldn't do it. I can tell him, you're not allowed to do it. So this is Mamish Divrei Torah. So we'll see the Mishnah Berurah brings down Amachlokes. The first day you hold, that afilu I'm telling him beloshin hayro, I'm telling him you're not allowed to do it. She also lasses kain. Vein tzorich ledagdek v'loima al ta'ase kain. I don't have to tell him you shouldn't do it. Beli loshin hayro. I can tell him you're not allowed to do it. That's the first day, and mi'ikar adin, the Mishnah Berurah paskins like this first day. I can tell him you're not allowed to do it. V'yesh machmirim, others are machmer, v'sevrim, da'osa loyma beloshin hayro. I'm not allowed to tell him you're not allowed to do it. Zeh u'toyre. This is divrei toyre. This is the chay odom zakasha. The kasha is amir dike kasha. The kasha is that divrei toyre, the Vodya Machnecha Kodesh. Is a din min ha-Toyre that the one finds himself in a Beis HaKisei, a Beis HaMelchet. And there's a din de-Araisa Vodya Machnecha Kodesh that one is not permitted to say a Dovah Shebekdusha, which is an Iso de-Araisa. So the Chayodom asks Akasha, it's Mavur and the Gemara, that afilu the person, the case of the Gemara speaking about the person was doing an Issa Derabonon, and he told him, you're not allowed to do it. So the Chayodim asks, he doesn't understand. This person doing an Issa Derabonon, and I'm telling him, and I'm being naive an Issa Deraisa by telling him you're not allowed to do it. So therefore the Chayodim holds, no, you're not allowed to do it. He's supposed to tell him, don't do it. That's what you're supposed to tell him. This is the Shitas Chayodim. It's not like the first day. The first day holds you allowed to tell him you're not allowed to do it. But let's go to the Chayodim and then we'll see how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Yeah. V'yesh machmir, this is the Chayodim, v'soivrim da'os v'loimah b'loshen hayro. This zehu toira. This is Ramesh toira. I'm telling you, this is Divrei Torah. You're not allowed to do this. I'm saying Divrei Torah. In there's a Nisar D'Araisa to say this. Kagain, so the Chayodim gives a marshal. Kagain im Roye Berev Pesach Shemegalchen Achachat. So he sees an Amelchit and sees someone's getting a haircut there. So the Chayodim says, Yoimach, you should tell him, Ein Megalchen, you don't take haircuts. But the Loshen Zayin, the Loshen Hayro, Avogav de Bamela Nishma de Osa, but that's not Divrei Torah. I'm saying you don't take haircut. Avolo Yoima Osa Legalayach. Venirili, but it seems the Mishnah Brura is paskening La Loche, but Venirili, the im ain the vol of Nishmoim Bekitza, that means I'll tell them, Ain Megalchem. Yenna won't listen to him. Yuchal hazich lefneim goyda ha'isa b'chol chalokov kedei lahafrisho. So he's saying, if it won't work, and the only way you'll be able to be mafresh misa, why not? What's wrong? So you have to tell him what is a simen in shulchanoch, you know, how to do malach after chatzai, he said, okay, you can tell him the whole thing. If this will work to make sure he won't take the haircut. Kosev Amogen Avram. Okay, before we learn this Amogen Avram, now let's go back. We'll try a little to explain this halacha we just learned, but let's go back to Sivkotn Yud Gimel. In Sivkotn Yud Gimel, Vahafrish Midvar Issa. V'hu adin, this is Amorit Kechidish, this is a Sefer Chassidim. V'hu adin, im nichnas b'liboy hiro ravere. That means he's, nichnas b'liboy, that means he wants to think of Dvorim Asurim, Divrei Erve. That's what he wants to think of. He's in the Beis HaKisei. Is muter laharer shom bedivrei teure, mivnei shizel kmei lafrisha meyisa, sha teure matzalas meyruhurim roim. Amore di kezach, that is the koyach of kedushas ha teure, that it's megan from hirurim asurim. So he has a yetzer or a taiva, he wants to think of dvorim asurim. So the only way he'll be able to control himself is somehow he won't help. He'll start thinking Mishnah, Rashba, Rabbi Kivega, and then he'll get his mind all focused on Dvorim Shebekedusha. So Mamela, so then that through that he'll be capable of not thinking of what he wanted to think. So this is a Sefer Chassidim of Chushim Yisurim. Now here, l'chayre, you see, not like the Chayei Odom. I mean, here he's mamish, he's going to, into the Rabbi Kivega, in the Kash, in the Teretz. So Poshe, you're allowed to do it. That's the Pashtus. Sefer Chassidim. The Shasim being done, Sefer Chassidim. Yeah. So the Pashtus, the reason of the Heter is I saw in Mishnah Aloche, he brings down the Issa of Dvorim Shebekdusha in Amokim of Tzoya, falls into the category Tidvar Hashem Bozo. This is like a bizoyan. This is a mokim, a tunis. It's Tidvar Hashem Bozo. This is, I'm being mevasa Tidvar Hashem. But if through this Tidvar Hashem I'm bringing about that someone shouldn't do an avere, so that's not called a bizoyan of Tidvar. This is Rotzen Hashem, that I shouldn't do an avere, that Yankel shouldn't do an avere. So this is the whole Issa of Hiro and Dibur of Dvar Teire is only if I'm not realizing where the mokim is, and in a mokim etun, if I'm thinking of Tvorim Shebektusha, that is, so from your actions, you show you don't appreciate the Kedusha of what you are saying. So that's the Issa. Vayimachnecho Kodesh, you have to know the Kedusha Satoira. But if the purpose of why I'm saying it is I want to be matzal a yid from an avera, it can be also be the same yid. So Mamela, there there's no issa whatsoever because of this, because this is Ratzon Hashem, we shouldn't do averas. And if this is the only way I can prevent an avera, this is Ratzon Hashem. So there's no bechina of Dvar Hashem bozo. The Shailan Daimik Brocha, what if I'm misupik if he's going to do an Aveira or not? I'm allowed to tell him, not allowed to tell him. It could be if I'm misupik and there's a child he wants to do an Aveira, it could be I'm allowed to tell him because this the whole Issa is not applicable if the purpose of saying the Dvar Hashem is to be Matzel Ayid from an Aveira. Akabonim, that's this halacha. So the chayre is a kashe on the chaye yodom. From the chayre, this kashe bothered me. Later, found the base boruches. This kashe, the chayodom is the kashe. This is an issa the raisa. How you allowed to tell him? That's the chayodom's kashe. And because of this kashe, the chayodom says, you don't tell him it's also. You tell him, don't do it. That's how the Chayodim learns. I had a kasha on the Chayodim, so what's with the Sefer Chassidim? Here you can say, don't do it, right? But here you're learning a Rashbi, learning a Rabbi Kevenger. This is Mamish Torah. So the Beis Baruch wants to say, it's not called learning Torah, because I'm not interested in learning Torah. I'm only doing this, I shouldn't think of Dvorim Asurim. So it's not called learning Torah, which is, I don't understand it too well. About Kaponim, this Mahalach, I understand better. Taka, not like the Chayyodim. The Mishabur Pask is not like the Chayyodim. He brings a Chidushi around that says clearly not like the Chayyodim. That Hafrish Misuri, you're allowed to. There's no Issa if the purpose of saying the Dvorim Shebekdush is La Hafrish Misuri. That's right. Yeah. So the baseball asks on him, it's not baseball asks on the Chayodom. So what did he do with the Sefer Chassidim? He asks on the Chayodom. So the baseball wants to say that could be he understood that's not called Lima da Torah. I'm not learning L'Shem Torah. I'm learning not to think. I just want to get my mind off what I want to think of. So don't do it, it's not Torah, b'chlal. Yes, so he says that you're allowed to do that. No, don't. So he learns there's no heter lahafrish me'isur if you, through Dibrei Torah. Through a Dibre of Dibrei Torah. So that's how the Chayodim learns.
If you would be
So here he says, so the Beis Baruch asks, now why is it Mutter? No, here it is also. Should be, he asks on the Chayodim. The Beis Baruch, Rabbi Yom Sobe asks on the Chayodim. What did he do with the Sefer Chassidim? See? So he wants to say a Teretz Hatzah called Hiro B'Divrei Torah. I'm not interested in learning Torah. I'm interested not to think of the Machshavas Asur. So that's not called. So that doesn't have Machshavas of Divrei Torah. If he tells him it's also, he's doing it. He's telling him it's also. So if you want to stop, tell him don't do it. He wants to tell him there's an issa. Yeah. But I think this pshat is a better pshat. Now let's go a little further. Kosev amogen Avram b'shem Aram, afilu b'loy afchushim yisure, שרי לאימא לחברי עשה לי כך וכך, אפילו אם ממילא הווה הרוב, שבזה מייר אלוהי שמותר לעשיס כן, כיוון שאין אימרו בלושן הירו. Now this, the Magnabro, I mean to say like this, let's say he's in a mokim that he's not allowed to speak divrei Torah, and he says, make me a coffee from a kli sheni. Make me a coffee from a kli sheni. So I'm telling him what to do. I'm telling him what to do. I'm not telling him any halachas. I'm telling him, make me a coffee. I'm telling him how to do it. You should make a coffee. So there's no lafrushim yisur over here. I'm just telling him what to do. And when he knows what to do, so he won't be a vanisa. So this is not called divrei Torah. Even though I feel him in Mela, Havi Yero, Kimin Shainoimu Barosh and Ero. So this is, I'm just telling him how to do it. He should do it in a way that there won't be any Yisur, and this is Mutter. Now, let's go further. V'mokim, the more further. V'mokim Shemutter Laharer B'divrei Torah. That means, let us say, by Amelchot, the base of Mitzoy, their hero is Mutter. Muta lives like this. So then you're allowed to tell him adin. B'vach lo yoyma tamay shal dovo. B'mokim she muta kigoyin bebeis emtsoy shal melchit zuchanal. B'chigoyin shu ba'atmai einay noki legamri. Kigoyin she noga biyodov b'mekoymeis amachusim. That means his hands are not clean. He touched Mokim Amochuse, so it's not clean to say Divrei Torah. So then, but I can say Adin. I can tell him, you can do this, you cannot do this. Tim Yodov, Hisham, Bekaimis, Migufa, Metinof, Ismam, Ishafele, Hiro, Rosa. So then I can't even Mahara. But Lipsik Din, David, Kamai Hiro, Shemachar, Shevatam, Believin, I just tell him what to do. By Wilson and Mzai. Okay. So that's this aloche. Sif peivot. Shetoich laharchik mimayim sluchim. One is mochiv to be machik from water that has a terrible odor. Mayim sluchim. Oimei mishra shesheirin behen pishten ay canvas. You have water, and it seems when you soak in this water flax or hemp, so after it soaks, it gets a terrible odor. Tzarich laharchik mehem kemoi min hatzoya. So just like by tzoya, one is mechuyev to be machik, kemoloi einov, or daladames, so the same thing is by mayim suruchim. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Al kain oison mikvois Shemeimehem sluchim b'moisakayit. There was a mikveh that somehow in the summer it had a terrible odor. So like this we had before that a person is in a mikveh, he's permitted to make a brocha there, a bichas hatvile, it's muta. So that is dafke if there's no problem of a reyach ra, but if the mikveh has, from the mikveh they emit a reyach ra, so memele, you're not allowed to make a broche in the mikveh for sure. Loimi boi da osa levoich b'soichon. Now, afilo hachoke ketzoibin, you can't make the broche before you enter the mikveh, because if you're facing the mikveh is a reyach ra, so there's kemeloi einav, you can't make a broche, kemeloi has a din of tzoye. The davke, now when we're speaking about a reyach ra, so he says as follows, the davke im masriach atzederech bnei odom leitztayr meoysoi hareyach ra. That means we're speaking about such a reyach that people bothers them from the Reya. That means if there's not a pleasant Reya, we're not speaking about Tzoya over here. We're speaking about the Piskei Tshuva speaks about rotten food, sour milk. This is not Tzoya. But Lamaise, the Reyach is so pugnant that a person bothers him very much. So something that is Masriach has a halacha of Tzoya. So Lamaile, whatever halacha is applied for Tzoya, Kimloyenov, or Dalad Ruchas Meach, the Dalad Amas Meach Chayrov. So the same thing is over here. But we have to be magdarit that people have tzar from it. It's something that people have a lot of tzar from the reyach. Then this thing has a loch of toya because of the bad reyach that comes out of it. Now he brings down a choshen mishpat kishayla. Gino shemamshichim lo mayim sruchim v'roy. A gina that you're bringing to water the gina, the garden, you're bringing in mayim sruchim v'roim. Smucha v'hi smucha l'beis haknesses. That means somehow the owner of the garden is bringing in water that has a terrible odor. Perhaps it's watering his garden. V'hi smucha l'beis haknesses. And this garden is next to a shul. Af im kodmo, even though this garden was first, balagina tzorich lahachik. So the owner of the garden has to be mahachik to have a milsa di yisura. Now, I did not. This is a shari tshuva. The shari tshuva brings this down from. From Knesset HaGdoyle, which I don't have the cipher, but I'm just thinking that I think Pshat and this halach is as follows. That means if let's say Reuven has a garden, and that's how the garden is watered. It's watered to Mayim Sruchim, and then the shul goes and they become neighbors to this garden. I don't understand. So, I mean, who told them to become neighbors to a garden? Why is he mechuyev now to go the oivanisa? So, who tells them to build a beis haknesses next to such a garden? I think the pshat is gine shemamshichim lo mayim suchim. That means kaseida has to bring in water. This is not part of the garden. That means the garden is a garden, and he waters the garden by bringing in these mayim sruchim. So in reality, it's the garden mitzad atzmai. They can move in next to a garden. That what he wants to water his garden with mayim sruchim, and that we can tell them you have no right to do it, even though you were here first, but you're being misaviv. That the people in the shul will be yoyver anissa. Oy mei mishra shemasriach. This water that the flax soaks in is a terrible odor. V'choshke mishra shel koivsim. That means that when they soak clothing shemachapsim behem bigdei ktanim sheyesh behem tzoya. That means if there was a body of water that they soaked in their dirty clothing, and therefore, so the water became mamish, became the tzoya went into the water. So memel, so that sicha has a din of tzoya. Kemari, so now it says it has a din of tzoya. Let's alay ma lefan of kemalei eno laachov. Taladamis mimokim shekola horeach. This is one which didn't have tzoy. Mimokim shekola horeach. That means after the reach stops, after the mach taladamis. The kosav aprim medodim, This is an Isser D'Araisa. It's something that has such a terrible odor, so that's a Vaya Machnecha Kodesh, so it's equivalent to Tzoyin, it's an Isser D'Araisa. Kosovle Rabbe Vuhuva Beprime Godem, Bemalta Voisayayim, there were wine cellars, Sheyesh Reyach Ra Meupish. It seems these wine cellars had a terrible odor there. The kotzbon, it's disgusting. Also, likreis krishma, so the same thing. That muadin kolki agav. So this is also similar. That means the smokim is a bedreya. Now the Mishnah Berurah is the kasha. Barambam perik David mehilchus tefillah aloche tes mashme the mutter. It would seem that this is mutter. V'rak doilei hachachomim hoyin yisorim b'zeh beis tefillah. The Rambam says, "Gedolei hachachomim lehoyim mispalem bevaye sheyesh boi sheicho." That is the odor of beer, below the bayis by mulyas space, ipusha, meisherecha, afopisha, mokim toil. So the Rambam says this halacha that gdeile chachomim were nizah not to daven in such a place. So the Mishnah Berurah has a problem. The Rambam would seem this was an anhaga of gdeile chachomim, but not a ritzosa. So here, he has a kasha. The Rabbi says that a wine cellar, since there's a bad odor there, it's also. We're talking about an Isra D'Raisa. And the Rambam says a place that there was a reyach of sheikhel or muyas, so that brine from fish. So the Rambam says, so here he remains with the kasha, but the Dirsha brings down, later the Sharatzion wants to say that we're speaking about two different cases. In the case of the Rabbi we're speaking about, there was a terrible odor. A terrible odor is a din of Tzoya. So there's an Issa. The Rambam was speaking about in this place, the Reich was not too bad. It was bothersome, but it was not too bad. So there, Meikar Adin, you're allowed to daven there. But the Rambam says, G'dayle Chachomim were machma, but they didn't even daven in such a place, even though the odor was not an odor that people could be soivu. Afopi came. They didn't daven there. Simen Peizayim. So they say that because the Rambam is speaking about a mokim that the odor was not too bad. It wasn't too bothersome. It was not such a good odor. So it was. So by davening, it's there the kavone, but it wasn't a bad odor that we're speaking about over here. This dalgis nareyacha. Here we're speaking about that it's people are mitzvah from it, it's a terrible reyach. That is a locha of tzoya. But something, if the reyach is not so bad, it's not pleasant, but kapono, so there may ikar adin, one is permitted to daven there. Now, the gnei lechachomim were machmer, since this reyach would bother them in their kavona of davening, so memela, they didn't daven there. That's right. So he put it later in the Shalatzin later, he says this time. Yeah. So there he brings down the Simon Reish Chav Zayin Siv Kot Yudalot. There he says this time. Graf Shorei V'Ovid Shomei Raglayim. Now this is, these were Kalim. That either a person was also tzrochov aleihem, or he was mashtin b'soichom. So the halach is like this: shel cheres oy shel eitz. So if this keli is made out of cheres or eighth. Tzarich, an earthen keli or wood. So these things absorb. Yistarich lahachik mehem k'moy mitzoya. So this is a din. The Mr. Brubing's son has a din like a beis hakise. That he was miyachadis that this should be the zoyse tzrochov on this. And so this he has to be. So this is a din of a beis hakise. And vafilu ito behemayim. Vafilu now he cleaned it out. So just like we had a din of beis hakise hayosham. That even though we cleaned it out, now it's clean and there's no reyach, but it doesn't become ois pesach kisei. So these kelim have the same aloha. Avol imheim shal matches, but if these kelim are not absorbent, let's say it's made out of metal, ois shal schuches, ois shal cheres mitzuke, it's made out of, it's an earthen keli, but it is covered. We'll see, Mr. Buhl, when it's covered with, either it's covered with metal, or it's glazed. Mutter, imhem ruchutzim yofet. So then, it doesn't have a din of a beisak. You see, so if it's washed out well, it's mutter. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Graf, vafilu imato ein behem klum. Now they're clean. Vafilu imheim ruchutzim yofe mibifnim umibachutz. They're washed out clean. Unikiyim legamrim she'ein bom afilu reyachlo. There's no reyachlo, there's nothing. It was clean perfectly. So the halacha is, but just like we had by a beis hakisei, if something, a mokim was nesiyachet, to be a beis hakisei, so memele it doesn't. So this mokim is also minatoyre. This mokim is also minatoyre to say a davar shebekdusha. So meiraglay. Ve'im akli miyuchid gamkein letashmish acher. Now here it says a chiddush. That means if this keli that he uses it to urinate in it. But he uses it for other things also. That means the water in the house he wants to spill out. So he uses this keli for another purpose also. So then, since it's not miyuchid only for meiraglayim, it's used for another purpose. So then, somehow, so it's not. So the Chazanish says, so it's not called, this is a very interesting halacha. The Dush brings down from the Chazanish, Shavadai Shein Hevdl Bezuama Miyuchad Kam L'tash Meshacher. I mean, what's the Mechuvan that he uses it for something else also? He says, no, something that's miyuchit for tzoye meche glayim gnai lahaskir as Hashem kenegdi. Such a thing, one, it's a zilzul to say the Shem, but if it has a dual purpose, it's used for other things also. So b'meila, you don't, so this is different shimushim. So then, there's no iser. That's this halacha, if there's another shimush. Number one. The chain in bechol pam shemashtin noisen l'seichay revius mai. And I feel though this is miyuchet. This is miyuchet only for urinating in it. But every time he urinates in it, he puts in the revius mai. Mutter me megi memendo reyecha. If he doesn't have a reyecha, so the emerson, so it doesn't have a din of meiraglayim anymore. That means every meiraglayim that he pours in a revius, so the meiraglayim becomes bottle. So it's not miyuchet for meiraglayim. It's meiraglayim with his mutter. The nearly the bezei megir reyecha min hakeli dinik ovet mamish. That means that what we're saying, water will help. That means water will help, that it doesn't have a din of ovid shomer aglayim, since it's not the yuchid to hold meiraglaim because the meiraglaim becomes bottle. But if it has a reyach, so then the mayim will not help the situation. K'may mitzoya, lefonim k'mayayna v'lachav da'odam is mokim shekol achareyach, o mashme midivre haba choynim, demaskimim ledivre b'niyoyne diminatoyra osa giraf v'obit. Avol gav, so this is ironic, avol gav de meiraglaim atzman eina ele midarabonim, that means if there's meiraglaim on the ground, so it's only osa midarabonim, Ha'ovit chomer tvei, but the receptacle that holds the meraglayim, the kivin the miyuchad lozeh, this is a keli that's oimet to hold meraglayim, havelo kebeis hakisei. So this gets a halacha of a beis hakisei, this is miyuchad to hold meraglayim. V'chein le'man le'ben, kam ken atolos mayim. Afilu molon atshuleim, afilu he filled up the keli with water. It's nothing. It's a beisakisei. V'im koro oy hispalo. If he lain krishmo idavet b'mokim ovichoy b'seich dalad amoiso, chayso. So he has to daven over again. We're speaking about amur dekechumra, that this is a din of a beisakisei d'iraise. And the din is of you davened, of you lain krishma, you weren't yaitse. Im etzoy b'mokim shei b'mokim b'mokim shei really stopping by chilov. That means if he was unaware that there was another there, but he should have thought about it and looked to see if another is there, so he has to daven over again. Linyan shah brachas and lakam and simen kupayesiv ha'ib mishtabur sham b'tan lakam. That means that it was chutzvam is daladamis, and he wasn't boidik there, so there's a machloikis, if there's a chiv machlal to be boidik, since more than his daladamis, and mechoyze b'diyavet kelel, b'simen pei alev, sivez mishtem blure, ayin shom, so there. Shel schuches, this was a fantasma taklik baza, avaroiv, achroinim, the kmat kula maskimi lahokul, batam du chaleilu svilu da'ein boilim. That glass is not boileya, others say plastic is also not boileya, rubber is boileya, afilim boilim, and bliyim, rubakein, ain din bay shakise aleya. It's relevant. The shadows of he was here already. I'm just wondering. I hear. Yeah, no, could be got it from there, Taki, but Al Kaponim. I'm just wondering if it was there before they came. I'm just wondering if it was there before they came, if also the halacha will be.